Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Brachas, Daf Mem Tes. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara explains that we do not conclude a bracha with two subjects in it because we do not perform mitzvahs in bundles. Ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Example of this would be we don't conclude the third bracha, Brachas Amazon, with Bonei Yerushalayim, that Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim, and mentioning that he's Moshi Yisrael, that he's the savior of Yisrael. So first point is Ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We don't perform mitzvahs bundled together. Secondly, Rav Nachman explained why when one omits Yal V'Yavo for Rosh Chodesh in tefillah, he's required to repeat the tefillah, the Shemoneh Esrei, whereas when he omits it from Birkas HaMazon on Rosh Chodesh, he's not required to repeat it based on the following logic. He says, since tefillah, Shemoneh Esrei, is obligatory, he must repeat it properly and include mention of Rosh Chodesh. But since there's no obligation to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, there's no need to repeat Yal V'Yavo if he failed to mention in Birkas HaMazon. So once again, first point is, Ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. And secondly, the reason why Yal V'Yavo and Rosh Chodesh and Tefillah has to be said, so if someone didn't say it in Shemoneh Esrei, they have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei with Yal V'Yavo. And why in Birkas HaMazon it's not necessary if they missed it, is because Tefillah is obligatory, then you have to say it therefore properly, including Rosh Chodesh, Yal V'Yavo, whereas Birkas HaMazon isn't obligatory in Rosh Chodesh, and therefore there's no need to repeat it if one failed to mention it. Thirdly, the Gemara explains the Malchokos between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda regarding the minimum amount of bread one must eat to be obligated in joining a Zimun. Reb Meir says it's a kazais, and he interprets the word v'achalta from the pasuk, and you shall eat, refers to achila, eating, v'savata, and you shall be satiated, that refers to shasiya, that refers to drinking, with the minimum shear for achila as a kazais. Reb Yehuda says it's a kabeitza, he interprets the pasuk v'achalta v'savata refers to achila sheyesh bo svia, the eating of an amount which satiates, which is a kabeitza, which is an egg size worth of bread. Therefore, once again, Reb Meir says it's a kazayas, because he separates the two words v'chalta v'savata. V'chalta refers to eating, v'savata refers to drinking, and therefore the eating is a kazayas, an off-sized amount. Reb Yehuda says it's a kabeitza, because he interprets v'chalta v'savata refers to an achil sheyesh basvila, an eating that has the amount of satiation, which is a kabeitza. Therefore, once again, the three points are, number one, Ein osi mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We don't bundle up mitzvahs, and therefore don't conclude a brach with two separate subjects in it, like in Bonei Yerushalayim. We don't say Bonei Yerushalayim, Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim, and he's the Moshe Yisrael, the savior of Yisrael. Rav Nachman explains why when one omits the Yal V'Yavo for Rosh Chodesh and Tefillah, he is required to repeat the Tefillah, whereas where he omits it from Birkas HaMazon, he isn't required to repeat the Birkas HaMazon. He says it's based on logic. Since Tefillah is a chiyuv, it's obligatory, he must repeat it properly and include mention of Rosh Chodesh. But since there's no obligation to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh, there's no need to repeat it if he failed to mention. And thirdly, the Gemara explains the Malchokos being Rabbi Yehuda regarding the minimum amount of bread one must eat to be obligated in joining a Zimun. Rabbi Meir says it's a kazayas, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a kabeitza. Rabbi Meir says it's a kazayas because he interprets the pasuk v'chalta, defining the amount of achil, which is a kazayas, and savata is referring to shasiya, to drinking. Whereas Rav Yehuda says it's a kabeitza because he says v'chalta v'savata means you have to have an achil sheyesh basvila, there's going to be an eating the amount where there's a satiation, and that's a kabeitza. All right, so now let's go to our siman. So the standard siman for mem tes is going to be meat and a butcher together, meat and a butcher. Here we go. The extremely generous butcher sent bundles and bundles of mitzvah meat and kabeitzim of bread for the zimun to the yeshiva's Rosh Chodesh party because they never forgot to say Yal V'Yavo in the benching. Once again, in slow motion. The extremely generous butcher sent bundles and bundles of mitzvah meat. So the butcher and the meat reminds us that we're on Daf Mem Tes. The extremely generous butcher sent bundles and bundles of mitzvah meat, and the bundles of mitzvah meat reminds us that Ein osi mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We don't do mitzvahs in bundles, and therefore, when it comes to brachas, we never put two subjects together in the same bracha. So, for example, when it comes to the third bracha in Birkas HaMazon, we wouldn't put in the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim that Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim, as well as Moshi Yisrael, that he's the savior of Yisrael. So he sent bundles and bundles of meat and kabeitzim him of bread for the Zimun, which reminds the Malchokos of Rabbi Yehuda regarding what's the minimum amount of bread one must eat to be mechayiv in joining a Zimun. Ramer says it's a kazayas, because he interprets v'chalta refers to achila, eating, v'savata refers to shtiya, drinking, with the minimum shir of achila as a kazayas. Where Rabbi Yehuda says it's a kabeitza, because he learns v'chalta v'savata refers to there's an achila, an eating that has in it svia, has the amount that satiates, which is a kabeitza. So kabeitzim of bread for the Zimun at the yeshiva's Rosh Chodesh party, because they never forgot to say Yal V'Yavo on the benching, which reminds us of Malchokos. Which reminds us of the distinction between forgetting Yal V'Yavo in davening versus benching. In davening, since tefillah is obligatory, if one misses saying Yal V'Yavo, he omits it by accident, he has to go back and daven Shemoneh Esrei again. Whereas if he forgets to say Yal V'Yavo in the Rosh Chodesh benching, since it's an obligation to bread on Rosh Chodesh, there's no need to repeat it if he failed to mention Yal V'Yavo in the benching. So once again, the extremely generous butcher sent bundles and bundles of mitzvah meat and kibbutzim of bread for the Zeman to the yeshiva's Rosh Chodesh party because they never forgot to say Yal V'Yavo in the benching. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Mem Hey. So Daf Mem Hey, the simon is Monopoly Ma, like Monopoly. Here we go. Two of the three fathers were tired of waiting for their children's Monopoly game to end. Monopoly, that means run Daf Mem Hey. So they forced the third one to join their Zimun, which reminds us that when three people eat bread together and two of them finish while the other one's still eating, the third is expected to interrupt his meal to join in the Zimun. But when only one of them finishes first, the other two are not obligated to interrupt their meal to make a Zimun on his behalf. And declare Shem's greatness, which reminds us that the Gemara was seeking the source for the Mishnah's ruling that three people eat bread together are obligated to make a Zimun. Rabasi said it was from Gadol Hashem Iti. In Ramo Shmo Yachdav, Yavo says, it's on the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hovu Godel El Keinu, and resolved that next time that only two of them would eat together so as not to be obligated in a Zimun. Which reminds us of the Malchok is when two people eat together, are they allowed to make a Zimun? Rav holds that two people are permitted to make a Zimun. Rav Yochanan holds they are not. The verse of Gadol implies that two additional people are called to form the quorum, but two people alone lack the requisite number of deos, minds, to form a Zimun. Daf Mem Vav. So the symbol for Mem Vav is cows that go moo. So here we go. Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher. Cow-themed, that reminds us we're on Daf Mem Vav. Farmer Brown's cow-themed bencher guided the one leading the Zimun to go up until the end of a Zam, which reminds us of the Malchokas regarding how far the bracha of the Zimun extends. Rav Nachman says it extends to and includes the leader's response of Nivarech. Rav Sheshes says it includes the first bracha of a Zan. According to Rashi, Rav Sheshes holds that the first bracha of Birchas Hamazon is Ha'art. Tosas and the other Rishonim interpret Rav Sheshes differently. A reminder to bless Farmer Brown to have lots of prize-winning cattle. After all, he did get big pieces of bread out at the beginning of the meal, which reminds us that Rav Yochanan said in the Rav Shumbar Yechai that the Baal Bais is the one to break the bread and a guest leads the Birchas Hamazon. The reason the Baal Bais is the one to break the bread is because he'll be generous and cut larger pieces, which a guest would not be comfortable doing. And the reason a guest leads the Zimun is to enable him to bless the host by saying that he wrote some paragraph toward the end of benching. And instructions for his farmers to skip a Tova Hametiv and get back to the fields. Which reminds us that the Gemara brought different proofs that the bracha of Atom Meitiv and Birchas Hamazon is not deraisa. Rav Yosef says it's from the lach that laborers may delete it. Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel in the name of Rav derives from the fact that it is next to the bracha Bonei Shalayim, yet it still begins with the word Baruch, where deraisa wouldn't require Baruch since it would be considered a brachas Muchel Chaverta. And Rav Nachman derives from the halacha that it's not recited in the house of a mourner. Daf Mem Zayin. So the symbol for Mem Zayin is a maze. So here we go. The only way for the contestants to escape the maze, which reminds us we're on Daf Mem Zayin, the only way for the contestants to escape the maze while being chased by a group of non-tzitzis wearing Amei Ha'aretz, because that reminds us of the Brisa that lists a number of opinions regarding who is considered an Amei Ha'aretz. Rabbi Elazar says anyone who doesn't recite Shema in the morning and the evening. Rabbi Yeshua says anyone who doesn't put on tefillin. Ben Azai says anyone who doesn't wear tzitzis. Rabbi Nassan says anyone who doesn't have a mezuzah on his door's entrance. Rabbi Nassan Bar Yosef says anyone who has sons and doesn't raise them to learn Torah. And Acheru says anyone who doesn't engage in group discussions to discern the underlying reasons and application of the Chumash and Mishnah, according to Rashi. So while being chased by a group of nonsense wearing amarts was for everybody to finish pronouncing a properly enunciated Amen. I'm going to emphasize enunciated as per the input of one of our Zikru members, just to clarify that. It's the enunciation of the Amen. And it reminds us that there are many incorrect ways one would respond Amen, and Ben Azai warns of the consequences. An Amen Chatufa is a snatched Amen. The office pronounced with the Shiva instead of a Kamatz Gadol, instead of Amen, Amen. One who does this will have his days snatched away. Then there's an Amen Ketufa. An Amen Ketufa is an abbreviated one. That's where the Nun at the end is not enunciated clearly, so that sounds more like Ame. One who does this will have his days abbreviated. Then we have an Amen Yosoma. That's an orphaned Amen. That's one who says Amen without hearing the Brachi. He just hears people responding Amen. And Orashi clarifies in Alexandria where they had this problem because people couldn't hear the Bracha. They just heard people responding Amen. They could respond Amen because at least they knew what the bracha was referring to. Doing this, Ben Isaiah warns, will cause one's children to be orphaned. We're also told, Yizrok bracha mepiv, one should not throw the blessing from his mouth. You shouldn't say it hastily. And Ben Isaiah concludes that whoever is lengthy with his Amen, meaning he pronounces it properly will merit length of days and years. So again, back to our simon. Was for everybody to finish pronouncing a properly enunciated amen and then break bread. And that reminds us, after reciting a motzi, the one who made the bracha is not permitted to break the bread until the listeners finish saying amen. Because the Gemara had early taught that the bracha must be finished before the bread is broken. Here it teaches that replying amen is considered part of the bracha procedure. It's according to Rashi. Daf Memches. So the sim for Memches is Moch brain when we're using brainiacs. Here we go. The seven brainiacs, reminds us we're on Daf Memches. The seven brainiacs would only let three non-bread eaters join their zimun, which reminds us that Zemokra is regarding how many of the men in a 10-man zimun are required to have eaten bread. Rav Yirmiyah says a simple majority of six. Rav Zeira says a more noticeable majority of seven is required. The Gemara brings halacha that one who ate vegetables or wine can join in a zimun of 10, assuming there were seven or eight bread, but cannot lead the zimun unless he ate a kazayis of food produced from grain. So the seven brainiacs would only let three non-bread eaters join their zimun if they can match the right author to each bracha, Birchas HaMazon. Because we said, the Gemara detailed how the text of Birchas HaMazon was formulated. Moshe Rabbeinu composed the bracha of Hazan at the time the man fell. Yeshua composed the bracha for Eretz Yisrael when they entered the land. David and Melchon Shlomo composed the bracha of Bonei Yerushalayim. And the sages of Yavne composed Hatov V'Hametiv on the day that the slain Jews of Beitar were finally allowed to be buried. Hatov, where it says who is good, refers to the Nes, the miracle that the bodies did not decay. The Hametiv, and who bestows good, refers to the kindness the bodies were allowed to be buried. If they could match the right author to each bracha, Birchas HaMazon, as well as identify the source of each bracha. Because we said the Gemara breaks out the verse of Vachalta v'Savata uveirachta and tells us the source for each of the blessings of Birchas HaMazon. Vachalta v'Savata uveirachta is Hazan. Es Hashem El Kecha is a source for the Zimun. Al Ha'aretz, on the land, is for the bracha on the land. Bonei Yerushalayim comes from Hatova, the good land, because Yerushalayim is called Har HaTov, the good mountain. HaTov HaMeitiv comes from Asher Nasan Lach. All right, so now it's time for our pop quiz of 10 questions. Here we go. Number one, where do we learn that one may come motzi on a pasa babikisin if they ate enough to be kovei asuda to establish a full meal? That's on Daf Membeis. Good. Number two, where do we have the Malkovitz regarding what's the minimum number of bread eaters in a 10-man zimun? That's on Daf Memches. Great. Number three, where do we learn that two people in a group can interrupt the third person in order to make a zimun? That's on Daf Memhei. Great. Number four, where do we learn that ein osim mitzvahs chavilos? Chavilos, one shouldn't make their mitzvahs like bundles. That's on Daf Memtes. Good. Number five, where do the Malkovitz regarding what one makes a brain of fashos on? That's on Daf Memdalet. Good. Number six, where do we learn about all the improper ways that one could say Amen? That's on Daf Mem Zion. Excellent. Number seven, where do we have all the different proofs that Hatova Meitiv is a Derabbanan, one being that a laborer can admit it to go back to work? That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. Number eight, where do we learn the distinction between forgetting Yal V'Yavo in Tefillah versus forgetting Yal V'Yavo in benching? That's on Daf Mem Tes. Good. Number nine, where do we learn that the Baal Bais is the one who's Botzei? He breaks the bread, whereas the guest is the one who eats the benching, so he could say the Yehi Ratzon. That's on Daf Mem Vav. Good. And number 10, where do we have all the different sources for the brachos in Birchas HaMazon? That's on Daf Mem Ches. Great, that concludes our pop quiz. I just want to let the all doffers know that if you want us to send you directly our pre-Shabbos package of Zichru materials and goodies, such as the weekly reviews, the illustrations of the Simanim, Rabbi Adam Silverstein's list of all the makaros in Hebrew to test yourself and have people quiz you on, you can sign up at zichru.com or through WhatsApp at 973-440-3013. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru, wishing you a great day, great learning, and a great Shabbos.